You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough for
you? You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. Made $100,000 in 2 months by the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
Hey everybody, this is David Kesey, head coach and founder of the league, and I am with Find a Way King, Noah Lauder. I just gave you that name, the Find a Way King. And we're going to be talking a little bit about Noah. Noah recently had some amazing success where he was able to generate $100,000 in GCI in 30 days. And this is his second time doing it. And I thought that I would make this video right here just to tap into kind of what he's doing, because in the market that we're in, it can be pretty difficult. And so we're going to spend some time here with Noah figuring out, like, what is it that you did that's so different to separate yourself from the pack, and how were you able to achieve this amazing month? So Noah, thank you for being on this training with us right here. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'm excited.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. So I think what a lot of people would want to know is, number, because I think a lot of people have a certain idea of how they should be producing right now. And I don't even know that a lot of people think that $100,000 in GCI in 1 month is possible. What do you think?
To be honest, you know, going back, you know, 12 months, 18 months, it wasn't even on my radar. I was like, you know, I usually produce a certain amount, but to hit a number like that is it's hard to grasp my head around it. And as I was getting closer and closer and closer to it, I was like, oh, I got this. Like, yeah. This is done deal. Like, yeah. There's no way it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, I'm reaching out to you. I'm like, okay, this is going on. And, you know, just kind of grasping it initially was a little bit difficult.
Yeah. So, like, basically telling yourself, you know, wow, I could actually have this $100,000 a month. And one of the things that we had talked about was there's a mindset shift and at that $100,000 a month. Did you feel a mindset shift, maybe like an achievement, like you saw yourself as a different agent once you hit that mark?
100%. Yeah. No, because I keep an eye on other agents in the market and the people that are performing on that level. I always consider myself one of those agents, but up to that, and then finally, once you hit that mark, you're like, wow, okay, so I've actually achieved what I set out to do, and now your mind shifts a little bit. You're like, I've done it once, I can do it again, and now it's like the goal is I want to do it every month.
Yeah, right now it's about how do I duplicate that all the time. And so I think that one of the things that I coach on is this idea that I think a lot of people have a hard time getting to where they want to go because they have a hard time imagining what success feels like, right? So mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference, or maybe there wasn't a difference, between the goal, right? You hit the goal and there was this certain feeling of achievement, but then there was that the same feeling you had working up to it, or did success feel different on the journey to it? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that the journey to it was, you know, you kind of build up momentum as you're closing a deal here, you're closing a deal there, you're taking a new listing, and it kind of snowballs a little bit. And then there's a moment where you realize, oh yeah, okay, I'm on track for that. And then once you hit that, you're like, okay, so I've done that. All right. And you get a little bit different of a different mindset because you've attained it, and you know, you didn't really know whether or not you were going to be able to do it initially.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I did a little bit of a shift in the mindset during and after, for sure.
Right. Yeah. So what I basically hear you saying is that along the journey to the $100,000 month, it was like, I got to focus on the process. Like, if I keep focusing on the $100,000 month, it doesn't happen. But each listing I take is an ability to serve somebody. Each buyer I work with is an ability to serve somebody. And it's along that process of focusing on the process and letting the outcome take care of itself. But then there was this shift where you're like, wait a minute.
Scoreboard.
I think, yeah, you take a look up at the scoreboard.
I'm looking at the scoreboard, I'm like, what? There's another quarter, and I'm like, almost there. You know?
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to hit that.
Right.
But yeah, the process, I try not to look at the scoreboard along the process because I'm serving.
Yeah. I love that. And so what were some of the things that you did? What were some of the key things that you said, you know what, I think the reason I was able to achieve that was because of these things?
There's three main things. Number one is really the mindset of not finishing your day without finding a way to get your numbers done. You know, there's like the foundational four, the fundamental four. You know, previously they were so important to me, but if I didn't get them done, I'd be like, okay, well, I can push them off to the next day. And I just kind of hit that point where I'm like, okay, I need to find a way to get these things done. Like, I'm looking at my numbers, we check in every week, and I'm like, these are the numbers I have to get done. And, you know, I've got two small children, so my schedule is a little bit crazy, especially right now with everything going on. You know, hitting those numbers and getting that, the actions done that I need to get done, it really is, you know, you take a step back and like, I have to find a way to get this done.
Yeah.
Like, even if into the evening and I'm making dinners and lunches or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
My kids go to bed, I've got to go finish these actions, and then I'm done.
Right. You're working three full-time jobs, right? You're a husband, you're a dad, and you're running a business.
Yeah.
The trifecta of insanity. Yeah. Right. And so one was the mindset, this having this idea of a find a way mind where I have to get in my foundational four, I have to get in my fundamental four, and I have to find a way to get them done. What else?
One of the other big things was, how am I going to stay consistent with these actions? And that really boils, I mean, you know, when we first started talking, I didn't really have as solid of a foundation as I do now. So now my foundation is set, mm-hmm. which make being consistent doesn't make it easier, but it makes it a lot more attainable to be consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, I have these things that I do every day and every afternoon. I have to do these before 12. I have to do this after 12. I've got my morning routine, my evening routine. Previously, you know, a couple of years ago, I was like, hey, I'm getting in the office at like 9. Follow up on some leads and, you know, do this and there.
See what happens. Just, right? Let's see what happens.
Totally. And if something falls off, I'm like, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But now that I've got the structure and the things in place, it makes being consistent that much easier. It's like, okay, these done by 12, boom, done.
Right.
These afternoon items, done. Weekend items, done. So it's easier to stay consistent because I know that's the structure. That's
There's
the framework.
Systems to it. Right. So what I'm hearing is, one is having the mindset of find a way rather than finding excuses, finding reasons. The second one is, well, you're like, well, it is much more simple. It wasn't easy, but it was much more simple because you had a structure and guidelines and systems and reporting to follow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Is there anything else?
You know, sometimes you can feel a little bit, you have your down so many things, you're like, I have to do this, I have to do this, and get spread thin. But having that structure, I found myself actually having more fun, like in the things I'm doing. I'm like, got a listen presentation, boom, let's go run the comps, let's get everything ready. Yeah. And I'm like going over objections, I'm like, let's go, I'm ready. But it kind of gives you more time to prepare.
Yeah.
And I found that preparation in all the things I'm doing makes it more enjoyable.
That's cool. Right. And that was one of the things we talked about, right? With your schedule, with, you know, making sure you're an amazing dad, making sure you're still an amazing husband and running a business. It was like, well, how do I juggle all these things? And there were some things and tactics that we had to put in play that was a lot about preparation. Like, I'm going to play a game. And the game is, can we get daddy off his game?
Totally.
And I'm going to have a game plan for when those things come up. Right.
Yep.
Very cool. How much of a play, how much of a role do you think your skills have in getting to that $100,000 month?
I'd say probably like that's the biggest part of it. Just continually working on my skills. And in kind of every category, you know, whether I'm pre-qualifying somebody or my objection handling, that's probably, definitely the biggest part of it.
Yeah, is actually being able to handle the objections, knowing what to say when you go present, knowing what to say when you're prospecting, when you're marketing, and all those kinds of things. What would you say to somebody who is in a position where they're doing well, right? They're making okay money. Like, you were doing good, right? Like, you weren't, you know, it's not like you went from broke to hero. You were doing good. I know at some point you were. At some point you were a beginner, but you've always been a pretty good agent, and now there's like this explosion. What would you say to somebody who's earning, you know, call it anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 a year, and they're just on that treadmill and they're trying to get to the next level, but they can't seem to break through. What would you say to them?
Get somebody, get some help. I mean, I look at professional athletes and actors and all these people that play on a much higher level. Find out who can get you there. I mean, because obviously you can take yourself to a certain point, and you can try to figure it all out yourself, but why spend the time and the hassle of doing that when you can find someone who's going to say, look, like you and I had done, we had taken a step back from 30,000 feet. And we said, this is where you need to step it up. This is where you need help. And just isolating those areas and working on those really helped me like solidify and really gave me more confidence in everything I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. So, I'd say work on your craft, like all the time, you know, like be obsessed with every single part of it. Put in the work. There's a lot of people who don't want to role play, that don't want to do this or that. Find a way to enjoy that and make it important.
Yeah.
And then get that along the way so that you're doing it right and you're able to execute and get better and better and better.
Right. And so one of the things I hear you saying is, number one, find a coach, find a mentor, find somebody who can teach you how to do it, right? I can go figure it out on my own, and a lot of people will, but what I'm hearing is it helped you collapse time. The other one is it's like, well, and to that point, but here's what I would say, like, you have to be coachable, right? Like, there was some times that we would go on coaching calls, and you would say to me, coach, without any hedge, without any hesitation, no filter, I want you to blow me up. Tell me exactly raw and real what I need to do. And I was like, okay, dude, boom. And you were like, wow. Oh, and then, here's the thing. And then you were like, I'm going to go to work on it. And that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is you were willing to take accountability. I can only show you. And then you had to walk the entire thing. And so finding somebody to do it, but then I think there's also that aspect of, I got to be coachable. I got to actually be open, have a mind that's open to it and attached to nothing and go do what the coach says. The other aspect that I noticed that you said was working on your craft. Inside the league, right, there's many people that are going into that $100,000 month, right? You've got Craig, you've got Dory, you've got Brian did it, Aaron did it, Tim did it. You have all these people that are doing it, right? What was it like for you not getting to the $100,000 mark yet, but seeing other people do it?
So a couple of those people I know pretty well and I've known over the years. And you know, I kind of keep an eye out of people around me in my general area.
Yeah.
And I know what they typically do. And, you know, I kind of keep an eye on the marketing they do and that type of thing, how many listings they take.
Yeah.
And so to see one person pop up and do it, I'm like, whoa, they definitely made some sort of change that was significant. And then I see another person in my direct area. These people have produced a certain amount consistently every year. And then all of a sudden something changes. And I'm like, they did it. And there's just that, there's that thing that makes you start to wonder. And I'm like, well, I can get there. Mm-hmm. I know I can get there.
Yeah.
But where's the roadmap, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's interesting. When you had that $100,000 month, there were other people that because we did a video on it, right? I was bragging about you and what I thought it was. And now we're actually getting into your head and going, well, what was it? When I did that video, I had so many people go, what is he doing that I'm not?
Right. And you have that thought process too. I had it. I'm like, I know what they usually do. I know what he usually does. Like, what are they doing that is not in my game plan? Or where is it falling off? You know, and you start to kind of obsess over it until you're like, I will find out. Yeah. I will find out.
Yeah.
Not that I think better. It's just, I know that they figured it out.
If they figured it out, I can too. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
And I find that to be true for a lot of people. Not everybody. I mean, let's face it. There's a certain percentage of people that don't have the talent to do it. You do it. That's a common thing in personal development. People are like, you can do it. Everybody has greatness. And everybody has greatness, but not in the same thing, right? Like, if you don't have the talent, like, you work for a team leader that is extremely talented. that woman is one of the most talented I've ever seen, right? And so she has, yeah, she has that talent. And when you take talent plus a skill and a work ethic, and you put those together with a coach or a strategy, that's when you get the $100,000 months. That's when you get that kind of greatness, right? So what was interesting is when people would ask me, well, what is he doing? And I'm like, what are you doing? And they'd tell me, and I'm like, he's doing the same thing you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd it's be really like, what it is, well, why is he having a $100,000 month and I had a $5,000 month or a $0 month? Answer, a couple things in my opinion. One is the compound effect, right? Darren Hardy talked about this in a book called The Compound Effect, where he said these little increments, you cash in on them, and there's waves. There comes this time, this 90-day cycle. I mean, if we're being honest, it's not like you woke up May 1st and then May 30th you had 100 grand.
No.
Right? No, how long of a buildup have we been working to get to that?
Gosh, it's probably been like a good year.
Good
year. You know, obviously COVID hit, so that changed some things, but
yeah,
I still got it done at that time. So it was the consistency in the actions that we know work. That's the hardest part, is staying consistent and being able to change when you need to change. One of the things you've always told me is being able to come up with something or implement something really fast, rather than sit on it and start thinking about it, maybe I should do this. It's like you get an idea, you implement it fast, and then you move on. But you stay with your fundamentals.
Yes.
You know? Never miss the fundamentals. Stay consistent with that. And that was a huge part for me.
Yeah. Yep. And I totally agree. And there's also, because there's so many different factors that go into it, right? When people are like, well, what is he doing that I'm not doing? I'm like, well, number one, you got to understand that Noah can do the same activity as you, and he'll get leads and listings, and you won't. Because what he says and who he's being in that moment is different. He has a high level of skill. He's got a different mindset and approach to it. So you take these things and you say, well, he's doing the right things consistently over time. Yes, he's testing things out, but trick plays don't win championships. Fundamentals do, right? So you've mastered the fundamentals, but then also the skill sets that you've acquired inside your mind and what you say, all that compounds up to, bam, $100,000 a month. Now, here's what I would love to know is, for the people who are at that level, right? So maybe there's some people who are getting to the level that you're at right now, and they're like, man, I'm actually about to have my $100,000 a month. I'm actually in that zone too. What are you focusing on now that you've had it? So there's how you got to it. Now moving forward, what are you focusing on now?
I'm still focused on the fundamentals, the same things that I've been doing, the needle movers, the things that I know will generate leads, and the leads that I have, doing my lead follow-up, you know, implementing some new things just because of what we're dealing with. But it's just staying consistent with the things that I know work. Looking at tracking numbers is a big deal. Looking at how much time I've spent doing this, is it working? If it's not, I'm done with it. Let's move on. But consistently doing the things that I know work. That's my focus.
Yeah, to stabilize that. Okay, cool. And, you know, I love it. I love all of that, and I think that is absolutely a key to finding a way. And I also would ask this. The time period in which you did it, did anybody tell you you're not supposed to make that much money during a pandemic?
I actually thought it myself. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, I'm closing up the deals right now. You know, it's like things are canceling left and right. And I'm like figuring a way to keep things together and keep them in escrow. And, you know, lenders are saying, hey, we've got these new issues we need to deal with. You know, people losing jobs the day before we're closing. And so I'm like, at the same time, trying to future pace and train myself and take some extra steps to make sure my deals close, all while at the same time trying to stay consistent with my prospecting. And that's so many things coming from every angle, but I just go back to the fundamentals and just make sure I hit my numbers.
Yeah. And so let me ask you this. For people that would say, right, somebody would say, well, David, you don't understand, you know, or maybe somebody even call you out and be like, I don't think he really did that because of pandemic, and I can't grow my business because of the pandemic and the society and what's going on right now. What would you just say to them?
I mean, really that just comes down to a mindset. It's a mindset thing. And I mean, there's times when I've had thought processes like that, but you and I, we work through it. One of the first coaching calls we had, I think the very first one, you called me out. You're like, okay, so why are you not doing this? And I'm like, well, it's because of this. And it's because of that. And I'm having these moments. I'm like, wow, that is why I'm not doing that. So, you know, it's, I would probably just say that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mindset issue. You really think hard about why you're not doing this or why you're not doing that. And get your mind right before you jump back in.
Yeah, I love it. And also, I mean, I guess what I hear you saying is that if somebody were to say, I'm not succeeding because of this, you would basically just tell them, that sounds like more of an excuse to not do well, right? Like, it sounds like that what we've always taught inside the league is there's stories, there's facts, and there's feelings. And it's like, is that a story? Or is that a fact? Because, and it's one of the reasons that I was so glad that you wanted to do this, is because I wanted to put into the light that, hey, yes, we're going through hard times, but there are people winning at a high level. So Noah, dude, thank you so much for doing this. I'm sure our tribe is going to be over the moon about you doing it and totally excited. I really appreciate you doing it. Is there anything else that you could, any wisdom you can impart on us or anything as we wrap up?
I mean, really just one of the main things, and, you know, being on the team I'm on and working with somebody like Joy, is be willing to be coachable, because you can waste a lot of time getting help on things. But if you're not coachable, you really have to come to terms with that with yourself and just say, okay, here's where I want to go. I'm not there yet. How long has it taken me to even try to get there? And just be willing to be coachable. You know, put yourself out there and say, you know, I've got some things I got to work on, and let's work on them.
Yeah.
Let's get to that next level.
I love it, man. So thankful for you doing this. Totally grateful for it, brother. And I'm ridiculously excited about your month and looking forward to doing that every month, right?
That's the goal. That's all right, the plan.
Brother. Sweet. Awesome. Thanks for doing this. I'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Later. Bye.
Hey, my friend, if you know somebody who could use this message, please give it to them. Share it with them as a gift. When we uplift other people, it uplifts our lives as well. And if you want more training, you want more insights, you want more lessons on how you can perform, persuade, and produce at higher levels inside your business and life, please come visit us at davidkesey.com. Again, that's www.davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go find a way.